other ladies see it.
So when your father, your man walk around with no shirt on, just say, well, come on back in the house.
Come on.
Because I already know Pastor done told me what the deal is. I don't need to read your books. I don't need to go ask your mama. I don't need to go down to the friend's house. If a man walk around, y'all ain't no shirt, y'all still won't see me. No, he's showing something. Come on. Is that good?
Amen. Tell
him. Now move on quick. Give me about 5 more minutes.
Teach.
And this is more. 15:3. Let me read. But this is corruptible, must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible, which is the sin nature, shall have put on incorruptible, which is the Holy Spirit, you got to have, the Holy Spirit has to be controlled in your soul to put on an incorruptible body that will never die. And this mortal, I mean, shall have put on immortality. That means, mortal means death. Your body shall die, and shall have put on immortality, a body that shall never die. Now, there's a nature of corruptible that deals with the mortal, and then there's an incorruptible that deals with immortality. So you're going to have a natural, just like you got a natural soul, you got a natural body. Then after you have a spiritual soul, you have a spiritual body. Come on. Which one do you want? You want the natural or the dead one? Come on. Is that good? Many of you probably never heard that talk before. Y'all understood what I just said.
Natural, supernatural.
So there's a body naturally that's going to die. And your spirit going to die. But when they put on the incorruptible nature, when you die saved, automatically there's a supernatural body you're going to get. But if you die as a sinner, your body gonna still stay corruptible.
My God.
Is that good?
Amen.
Everybody understood that? Because I know a lot of people have not heard that before. But brought to pass the sin that is written, death is swallowed up in the victory. So you ain't got to worry about dying. Because it's gonna be swallowed up at the cross. Through the blood of Jesus. He said, oh, death, where have you seen? This is the apostle saying this. Oh, grave, where is your victory? In other words, you let them know, Paul was teaching this and letting them know that, hey, we ain't got to worry about staying in the ground.
Yeah.
Because the ground got to give us up. See, if you stay focused, you ain't got to worry about staying dead and stuff here and now that you're dealing with. Most of you are dealing with dead stuff. Weights. Problems that you need to cast before the Lord. We fix our problems anyway. We need to plan for success.
Uh-huh.
We plan, and then we work on the plan.
Come on.
Then after we work on the plan, then that plan don't work, get you another plan.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know if you can't get money in one place, you go to the other place, you can't get money. Y'all come on, say amen, say amen, say amen. Can't get one friend in one place, you go to another place and get another friend. Y'all come on, say it. I'm not going to put the salvation on.
No, amen.
The food bank, come on. You know if you can't get one in another place, you going to go to, come on, I can't hit nobody. Come on, some men go to the neighborhood, they can't get a girl in that neighborhood, go to the next neighborhood. Say, well, come on now, Brother Street too. Come on. Now he knows how to Brother Street. Come on. Listen here. Let me tell you one thing. See, people know where to go to get what they need.
That's right, teacher.
So it's just like God. If you know you want more of God, get in the Word and get it.
That's right.
It's not hard to get more of God. Oh, now you open your Bible up and say, you know what, everybody? Don't call me. Call Tyrone. I tell the counselor, you call the day, I'm going to get counsel from God. I'm going to stand in and get some counsel from my spirit. You know, some of y'all counseling demons. You can't counsel a demon, you can only cast them out. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Is that good? Most of y'all be still trying to Lord, I'm telling you, talk to your skin, because they ain't going to change nobody. Till they make their mind up and be willing to get that stuff, get it out away from them. Come on. I said I have to release stuff from my past. No devil.
Uh-huh.
Come to my mind. No devil. Anybody time to talk to everybody else. We need to talk to all of them. No, I ain't going to act crazy today.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to die today.
That's right.
No, I'm not going to give up today.
Not today.
Depression, I ain't going to let you ride me today.
Come on.
Sickness, I'm not going to let you ride me today.
Yeah.
Poverty, I'm not going to let you root in my spirit today, because my Bible said that my the Lord, go call hallelujah, he is blessed going in and blessed. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. I'm blessed when I ain't got nothing, and I'm blessed when I do got something.
Still blessed.
I'm still blessed. Now, why? Because I ain't trying to get a blessing.
I am
the blessing.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to read quickly. But the praise be to God will give us the victory through our Lord. Now, how do you get your victory? How do you get your victory? How do you get your victory? I want everybody to say that. But thanks be to God will give us the victory through who?
Jesus Christ.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when he becomes your Lord and not just your Savior, you'll submit to what he has said about you.
Amen.
So a lot of people say he's your Savior, but can he be your Lord? In other words, when you want to do something crazy, no, my Lord say don't do it. Come on, come on, come on, baby, baby, come on, baby, baby. Come on, come on. Good guy, the Lord pastor, he did it today. Come on. Brianna said, Lord, have mercy, huh? See, a lot of people, Lord, I'm saved. He my Savior. But when he becomes your Lord, then you can't just have him as your Savior and not your Lord.
Amen.
You got to have them both.
Amen.
I ain't just my children's dad when they want something.
Come on.
Most children want their parents to be the parents when they want, when they can give something. But when the parents try to tell us something, he ain't my mama, he ain't my dad. I'm switching that bird. Now he's just dying. He goes, oh, yeah, come on, is that all? Well, see my mama when she comes, when I need something from her. See my mama, because I ain't, child, he ain't talking about nothing. Child, he don't know what's going on. Sister Diane, Sister Kyle, be up there with me too, come on. She know ain't nothing new under the sun, ain't nothing new under the sun. But y'all know what? We done did a thousand times, ain't nothing new under the sun. We done jumped out windows and all that. Come on, ain't nothing new under the sun. You can't play a player. And you sure can't play God.
That's right.
You can't play the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Y'all think when they slow, man. We've been with 100 times. Y'all said something like, well, I don't know. You're slow. We already did. So that's the same way in the spirit. If you know you want Christ, then get Christ.
Come on.
Oh, I wish I could get somebody. If you know you want power, then say, God, I'll do what I need to do to get the power.
That's
right. Oh, come on. Can I get somebody? Come on. If you know to live right, I'm going to do what it takes to live right. If you come on somebody, and I would say to the young people, don't let people draw you. You draw them.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh, back right there. Back right there. Y'all want some friends? Go recruit you some. Don't let nobody recruit you.
That's right.
Oh, I was going to get some new people right there. Don't let the devil recruit you to do something that they want you to do. Because the devil's so good, they don't need you. If they were so happy, they don't need you. You recruit them.
That's right.
Have your friends on your terms.
Uh-huh.
Don't let people say, well, yeah, ain't gonna be your friend, you don't like me. Okay. Praise the Lord.
See you later.
Huh? Right. Is that all right? I'm gonna be your friend. And you still respect me as friend.
Uh-huh.
Come on, that good? Huh? I don't know why I'm saying this.
Come on.
He said, but thank you, God, and give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be you steadfast.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all, we got to be steadfast. We say it 1 week, we ain't. We come to church sometimes, we don't come to church. Whatever, when you miss the house of the Lord, if you're not at the emergency room, your children are not sick, you're not working, you disobedient to your Lord.
That's right.
Not, I don't say the pastor. You got to answer to the Lord.
The Lord.
I am the steward to let you know that the blessings you get from obedience and the curse you get from disobedience. Is that all right?
Amen.
But I Because we all hate curses.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Who here hate curses?
Amen. Don't want it.
Mama, love, brother, be you steadfast, firmly attached to Jesus, firmly attached to your Lord, establish your faith as a Christian. Let everybody know you're a Christian. Don't be coming in there like, you know, some of us try to mix in with the world.
Come
I'm saved. I'm saved in church, but in the world, they don't even think I'm saved. They got to know you're saved. You got to have a cross on your shirt. And be speaking in tongues with all four down your face, they'll hold out our shout, speaking in the spirit and all that kind of stuff. No, you ain't got to. But when time is here, just say, I ain't doing that because I'm a Christian.
That's right.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
Come on, clap your hands. Is that good?
But
the word is okay then.
Amen.
Hey, come on. And I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying you ain't going to be tempted. But, oh, thank you, Lord. Let me turn that in my toes. Oh, well, he told me, give him a strip about temptation. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Y'all, excuse me. Y'all don't mind Pastor being obedient to the Lord, right?
Amen.
Ain't nobody beat us, right?
Amen.
Amen. What's that? Oh, okay, listen. Dear God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Jesus. Because this is for me, too, y'all. This ain't just Pastor saying this. It don't go for him. This goes for me, too. So guess what? Pastor got to go to hell, too, right?
Amen.
Hold out on Pastor, but the hell wide open. Going with the sisters in the church. Y'all come on, say amen.
Amen.
Robbing folks, huh? And it's female pastors going with brothers to the church, too. Come on, say
amen.
Come on. Women pastors go with men in the church, too. Should not be done, right?
Amen.
Come on, say amen. But here is about temptation. I want to encourage you in my closing. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, 12th verse, 12 through the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Wherefore, let him who thinks he stands, this is to the believer, take heed lest he fall. You know how some people say they're super saved. And they're picking everybody that they got a weakness. You know, y'all only super saved people. Y'all know the super saints, they're super saints. They're picking everybody. They didn't know her that. They got some super saints, folks. They just super. They got super saints, they ain't got no weaknesses. They ain't been tempted, they just super saints. Right? Huh? Is that good? Take heed, let you fall. Don't be telling me, you know, some people are real funny because they're strong
in one thing.
And they pick at you in that air. But when we go to this one over here, you start with that. You ain't got a problem, Gavin. You stand all day with a wheel. They'll pass out if they can't turn that wheel. They'll be on the floor with them quarters. Like crap. Come on, y'all. Come on, you got some people that gamble. They gamble away their food money. Children sitting home, they got no food. Y'all come on saying that. Now, see, huh? But if you got a problem with your flesh, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, they're going to ride your heart about that.
Yeah.
But when they get in the spirit, they don't want you to touch their gambling spirit. I know, but God spent the word. No, that's it. They gambling demon, they don't want you to talk about that gambling demon. Well, Lord, if I could just get $5, so I know I can win this. No, it ain't going to win Jack. The only thing they're doing is feeding their spirit. There's a lot of people too that they drink liquor. Well, I drank one beer. Now you need to stay away from that beer.
Uh-huh.
How long has it been since you've been up and you ain't took a drink? You ain't took a smoke. How long has it been? You ain't looked at H-rated films. Come on, y'all. How long has it been since you ain't did a lot of stuff? Well, people get real super spiritual when you ain't talking about their sin.
Uh-huh.
And then they get this. Then they get the unborn child. She did. Lord, she did. See, huh? Right? But then they say, Lord Jesus. You want people to accept your weakness, but you kill people by their weakness.
My God.
It's super spiritual. Right? So guess what? You say take heed and let you fall. Don't pick at them, pray for them. In my coat, really, real coat. You let this last first round. I this the Lord, this the first man, I know. Hey, I do you my third, but this God. Come on.
Go ahead.
He said, therefore, there has no temptation taken to you but such as is common to man. Refer to the limitation God has placed upon Satan. Respecting that which he can or cannot do. There is no temptation taken to you, but such as is common to man. There is no temptation that is so common to man. But God has put a limitation on Satan. He got to respect you, even in your temptation. That's what that means. I'm going to let you know, even though you're being tempted, Satan still got to respect you because you're saved. Oh, come on, say amen. But God is what?
Faithful.
Come on, I'm going to know when other people ain't been understand. When other people ain't faithful, God. I'm going to know God is what?
Faithful.
Come on, say God is what?
Faithful.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. You know, when you're being tempted, you are suffering. Come on, I've been able to look at it that way. You know, something you know that you crave that ain't right. You know, you feel suffering. Your body begins to make it feel like you deserve to have it. Huh? Is that right? Is that like men? And y'all excuse me because y'all know I'm going to talk about this like this right here. It's like men that go out and it's no disrespect to women, you know, deal with prostitutes. And they work all day. They say, I deserve to pay this $20-$30 to do this. Come on. Come on. That's what they do. That's why men do it. They say they deserve it. I work all day. I do what I want to do. They ain't coming with nobody. That's why ladies. If a man is not in covenant with you, or men, if a woman is not in covenant with you, they're not going to be faithful to you. Because they got to first be in covenant with God. So if you think you got to lock down, I guarantee you, you ain't. They doing stuff, but you ain't with them 24 hours a day. You ain't locked down. You can't lock down yourself. How you think you're going to lock down somebody? You can't keep a dog locked down. He's going to scratch his way out, dig his way up under the, out of the fear. I don't care if a dog weighs 10 pounds, he's going to dig the ground. Because why? He got to get out of the pit. A dog is a dog. Come on, is that good? And I'm not calling male or female a dog. I'm saying, whatever that nature is, it has a craving to get it. And if you have a craving to live right, then nothing can stop you because you're digging to get right. You're digging to get stronger. Come on, I believe we're getting it. We digging to get better. Come on, I'm going to get better. We digging to, amen, to give God a better praise.
Yes.
Go ahead and give God a praise right there.
Wow.
So the temptation also made a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I'm going to let you know whatever you're being tempted, you're going to be able to bear it. And I don't care if you put it in your way out. Some of y'all are taking medications that make your body crave for things that are not holy. Come on, I want to let you know that. Because I've been there. You can take regular medication and it gets your body working, but all of a sudden you're like, no. Your nature go up, everything go up. Come on. And you got a love spirit. And then some of your medications that you take, the enemy put it in your pharmaceutical, in the drugs. Come on. He does not put stuff in the drugs on the street, crack, cocaine, all this other stuff, heroin, all this other stuff, and then reefer, all this other stuff that we involved in before they lace it. All this stuff that they put in those drugs to get you, amen, to drop your blood, but they also put it in the pharmaceutical drugs out in Walmart. Because why? In all of this, go inside the drugstore, they got condoms, they got all types of things, amen, to make money. Come on, I cannot get Jesus of mine. Come on, give God a praise, brother. So I want to let you know, amen. Think about what you do. Pray about everything you do. Get counsel about everything you do. Don't just do it because it appears right.
Or
feels right. Or it feels good. Somebody said, well, it's all right to be the same set because it feels good. Because it feels good don't mean it's good. You're tempted to feel good, but it ain't good for them.
Yeah.
They got a sign up there. I don't know what I'm saying. It's my phone. They got a sign in the health department saying syphilis is on the rise.
Yeah.
Come on.
What is that?
When you've been out in the world, you can't tell me you ain't never had some type of disease. Everybody have had some. Okay, now they're 12 and 13 years old. They got something. But God is saying, no matter what has gone on and what is going on and what your past is, the blood is stronger than all of it.
Yes,
and ain't we good that man don't have a final say so over our lives? Is that all right?
Amen.
We are not going to allow our bones to be broken. Let's give God a hand praise right there. So our bones is not supposed to be broken. Hallelujah. Anyone with every eye closed. Hallelujah. Every eye closed. Hallelujah. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need a revival. So be very sure.